He and Alice are separated, have been for a while now. And Dorothy has hooked up with a new quartet. The Scarecrow, the Cowardly Lion, and the Tin Woodsman. The most formidable and intimidating of the group, with his axe he always insists on keeping with him. Those gleaming, glistening, oiled eyes. The jaw, which looks like it could bite a twitching chunk out of you. And that cold, cold, heartless voice. Yeah, he promised he would help them and be their companion, and they'd all go to the Castle of Prospero. But you know how that goes. Dorothy trusted him less and less, because he seemed like he was, as she could expect from him being heartless, also kind of only motivated by what he wants and his things. And he's pretty much tireless as long as he doesn't run out of oil. He has to oil himself often. In fact, his can is getting to the 1/3 left point, and this seems to scare him quite a lot. He's wanting to find oil. So they're going to all these different houses that they see along the way. These houses are abandoned, have been for a long time. And he's looking for oil. He's saying everybody look for oil with him. These are like mostly windowless houses with the windows smashed in, graffiti, lots of signs that people had stayed there, who had passed through but didn't necessarily like the place, respect the place too much. This quest was taking entirely too long, but and it's getting darn right too tedious, going in this abandoned house, stripped of anything of value after an abandoned house. Once along the yellow sign brick road, they passed in a wide arc around a body of a traveler who knows what killed him, because his body was one big, swollen, gas-filled, purple, black mass writhing with insects. It seemed like every square inch of skin contained maggots that writhed and seemed to wave at the quartet. Had Alice not been so hungry, she would have puked. The Scarecrow even had a puke reaction, and he made a raspy straw, grinding against straw sound for a while, holding his knees, holding his hands to his knees, and bending over slightly before he was okay to go on. The Cowardly Lion nearly fainted outright. And he shook badly afterwards. But back to the car. The Mazda Quaalude, hot-wired, with gasoline in it. Alice knows how to drive. She's the only one of the group who does. So it's Alice and Dorothy in front, and the rest of them squeezed into the back, with the Tin Woodsman elbowing everybody else to the side and taking up the majority of the back area. So there's a bunch of arguing about politics back and forth. owls being somewhat of, I guess, as close as you can come to a moderate, slightly leaning to the left. Dorothy is totally left wing. The cowardly lion also is totally left wing, but he don't dare speak his mind, so no one really hears his opinion anyway. The Tin Woodsman is a staunch Republican, has been for life, and even pre-life, in previous lives. The Scarecrow is a teabagger, a teabaggist, a teabaggot. There's lots of different nicknames for this group of subspecies of life here on Earth. When they demarks the teabaggists or teabaggots or the baggists or the teas or the teabees would be a repulsive hatred of munchkins and other quote-unquote inferior races like flying monkeys, for example. Basically an abject hatred of these groups, these people, these other cultures, and in general as a fear and hatred of anybody who's different than their culture. So yes, there's a big argument going on back and forth, and getting nowhere but fairly entertaining and pretty comical at times. Socialism versus fascism versus states' rights versus gun ownership versus abortion versus the holy power of God and Jesus Christ, and how everybody should bend to that will, whether they believe in its concepts or not. A couple times, the cowardly lion mumbles responses which are ignored by the others. It might be the fact that this such a lively and vividly spine-tingling debate was going on that Alice didn't notice that there's a baby crossing the road. She didn't see it until it was too late, and the car made a grisly thump as it slammed and rolled over the baby. Alice turned white and said, "Oh my God." Scarecrow said, "Oh, fuck it, just move on, it's dead." Tin Man agreed. No point in crying over spilled death. No use crying over spilled baby. But Alice stopped the car, and she and Dorothy ran out, where they cringed and cried and screamed and freaked out about the dead munchkin baby.
"Serves him right, that's what he gets for being stupid," said the Scarecrow.
"It just happened, let's go," says the Tin Man. So they all get back in the car and drive further down the road. Alice is unable to drive at this point, and the Tin Woodsman takes over, driving very poorly, being his first time, and his fairly inarticulate limbs are not up to the more subtle turns of the road.